Every Wednesday morning, we talk to Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede. And my thanks to Jim for joining us a little bit later than usual this morning. How are you this morning, Jim?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks, as always, for having me on.
Yeah, glad to do it. Well, and thanks for your flexibility, buddy. I really appreciate it. And you would be happy to be on. It was a great week for you guys against Waterloo.
Yeah, it was. We played well. We're pretty excited, and it was nice to kind of see the ship sailing in the right direction here after, you know, we've gone through some struggles. But as we talked last week, you know, kind of taking some baby steps, and, you know, we had a big win the weekend before against Lincoln and trying to build off that. And I think, you know, always the tough part of that is, you know, you have a week off. So sometimes when you win, you'd like to play right again. And, you know, we had to go to Waterloo this weekend, and, you know, a lot of, I said to the coaches after, you know, if you were a betting person heading into this weekend, definitely the Vegas odds were not in the Stampede's favor. You know, we hadn't won on the road since October 8th, and, you know, you're going to Waterloo where they play an Olympic sheet of ice. It's for those unfamiliar, it's a little bit longer and it's much wider than a standard sheet that you're used to playing on. They're the only team that plays on an Olympic sheet. And so it's from a game standpoint, it's difficult. And then, you know, you're playing a Waterloo team that had won 7 straight games on home ice and been extremely good at only lost 2 times all year. So, you know, we had the card stacked against us and came out on Friday night. And, you know, when you're playing a weekend series, you want to have a good first period. And I thought we did. We didn't score. But neither did they, and we played, you know, pretty well defensively. Both teams had a couple chances, and then, you know, into the second period, we started getting it going, and we got a couple of goals from Sam Harris, who's really been starting to heat up for us. You know, one of our top players and leading scorer, and had a 2-0 lead, and then, you know, as luck would have it, here comes Waterloo. You know, you're on the road; it's tough to hold on, and they come back with back-to-back goals, and ended up being tied 2-2 at the end of 2 periods. And, you know, interestingly enough, I was interviewing assistant coach Brandon Wildung after the second period, and he had said, you know, this still feels different. He said, you know, we've given up leads before, but he's like, I'm not sensing it on the bench that anyone's rattled. He said, we're still playing good, and it's just a different feel. And lo and behold, here they come out in the third period, and he was right. You know, we got a goal, I think, just over 3 minutes in. Chris Pelosi had a nice goal, who's an affiliate player of ours that had just called up. So it's his first career USHL game. And he gets himself right in front of the net and scores and makes a nice move. And we took the lead. And then, you know, we had a very similar play. Then moments later, the puck's behind the net. And Isaac Gordon makes a nice pass to Jackson Panzer. And he shoots it in. And all of a sudden, you know, we go from tied to we have a 2-goal lead. And Greg, we've talked often, you know, this year about that's been a problem of ours is, you know, adding to the lead, and we kind of get a 1-goal lead and then let the other team come back. And that wasn't the case on Friday night. And, you know, and then a minute after that goal, we score again. Nick Ring gets a goal in the slot on a nice feed. And all of a sudden it was, you know, 5-2. And we ended up adding an empty net goal at the end of the game to make it 6-2. And kind of put a stamp on it in what was just a tremendous third period from us. And we didn't we didn't really let Waterloo into the game at all in the third period, and, you know, controlled play and, you know, picked up a big win. And as I mentioned, you know, last weekend, anytime you go on the road and you're playing back-to-back games, especially against the same opponent, you know, in reality, you know, a split is a pretty good weekend. So the nice thing, I think, when you went on Friday is, you know, it does take the pressure off a little bit on Saturday, because I look at Saturday as icing on the cake. You know, if you get a point, you know, that's a pretty good weekend. And if you are able to sweep, you know, that's a tremendous weekend. And so, you know, but the tough task, of course, is beating a team back to back. And you've got to be ready to go, because, you know, the other team's going to bring everything they've got. And especially for Waterloo, who had, you know, played so well on home ice, a little something to prove. And we knew that was going to be the case. And, you know, they came out strong in the first period. We kind of withstood a barrage from them early on, but they ended up getting a goal midway through the first period. And, and led 1-0 after one. And, you know, all things considered, it wasn't a terrible period, and to only be down by one on the road, you know, we'll take in those situations. And then, you know, we started the second period on the power play, and just as the power play had expired, Sam Harris got the puck in front of the net, made a nice move, spun and scored, and gets his third goal of the weekend, and gives us a tie game at 1-1. And that ended up being the only goal of the period. So it was 1-1 going into the third, and certainly on the road, you like your chances there. And, you know, we got an early power play in the third period, and our power play has been so good all season. We've struggled a little bit 5-on-5, but we've had one of the, you know, we've been top three in the power play percentage all season. And these are the kind of games where, you know, that comes through and helps you. And it did. We scored a power play goal. Max Rood gets a big goal to give us a 2-1 lead. And then, you know, then we just kind of had to try and hang on. And really, you know, Waterloo made a little bit of a push, but we played really well defensively. They only had 8 shots in the third period. And, you know, we're able to add an empty netter to seal the win and get 3-1 victory. So really back-to-back, really well-played games, a weekend sweep, you know, in a tough building against a very good opponent is something I think to be pretty proud of. And for us, you know, not only to sweep, but, you know, add, you know, now we have a little bit of a winning streak together. That's three straight wins. We've now gotten at least a point out of 5 of our last 6 games. And, you know, starting to trend in the direction that we wanted to as we head into, you know, the final couple of weeks here before the Christmas break.
Yeah, excuse me. Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, not only to win, you have talked about this many times, Jim, that, and you even mentioned it here a moment ago, that winning one game is great. You're in their barn. You know, on the second night, you hope for at least 1 point. You guys, really, these were dramatic wins, both on away on their ice. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's not any, you know, and again, I often tell you, Greg, right, it's not necessarily who you play, but when you play them.
Yes.
And, you know, you're playing a team that had won 7 straight games. So, I mean, talk about confidence on their own rank. I think heading in, they were 9-2 on home ice this season. So, you know, it's not a team. And they had just completed the whole, they played, I think, 7 games in the month of November and went 6-1, and only one game was on the road. So their only loss was actually away from home. So, you know, to go into that kind of atmosphere and against a very good Waterloo team that has been playing some of their best hockey of the season, I think it's just a huge confidence builder for us because, you know, this is a team, as I said, we're kind of, as I've said over the last couple weeks, even when we lost those games, that, you know, it's not ideal, but we were getting a point at least in a couple of those losses. And, you know, the games were competitive and close, but certainly it's a confidence thing. And when you're not winning games, you know, it is kind of hard to build off that. And I could just tell by, you know, the reaction of the players on Friday night and how they conducted themselves into Saturday that, you know, just a little bit of a different feel right now. And that certainly we got a long ways to go, and we've got more, you know, tough competition coming up. So it's not going to be easy by any means. But, you know, we're playing with a little bit of swagger now and, you know, have built a little bit of confidence. You know, now for us, a big challenge we're going to have going into the next couple weeks here is we lose our 2 best players for good reason. They're heading to the World Junior A Challenge with Coach Rood, who's the head coach of Team USA, and that's up in Canada, and that starts this upcoming weekend. So we'll be without Sam Harris and Maddox Fleming, and, you know, as I just mentioned, Sam Harris had 3 goals on the weekend, so, you know, those are pieces that are tough to replace, but I think, you know, it's nice that we've started to get some success. I think that breeds confidence in other guys, and it's certainly going to open the doors and some opportunities for some other players to, you know, hopefully step up and have an opportunity to contribute. And hopefully we can, you know, pick up where we left off. But obviously, you know, that is going to be a tough piece to overcome here over the next couple of weeks.
Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede is my guest this morning. Yeah, as you talk about members having the chance to be able to step up, you know, having 2 team members who earned their first USH goals here over this last weekend, it's great to see some of these players getting their first goals. Will that lead then, do you think, to others?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly, I think so. I think it, you know, it's just kind of getting that monkey off the back, right? For some of these guys, you take a few more chances when you finally get the goal. You know, we've had, I mentioned Chris Pelosi. He's an affiliate player that's actually playing in Janesville this year of the North American Hockey League. And honestly, his transition was pretty remarkable this weekend. You know, the North American League is a level below the USHL. It's considered tier two. We're considered tier one. They develop a lot of great players that, you know, come to our league and play college, but it's definitely a jump and usually a little bit of a, still a little bit of an adjustment just because usually the speed of the game is much quicker here. And, you know, for Chris Pelosi, he came in and, you know, he looked like he's been playing with us all season. So, I mean, not only to step into that role is pretty remarkable to see, but the fact that, you know, he did it with little to no trouble and was able to adjust. It's, you know, we often talk about getting adjusted to teammates and, you know, new players. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, had a week of practice and then, you know, gets thrown into the wolves against Waterloo and succeed. So we'll have him, which I think will be a big success. And you're right, you know, when you get guys that are able to kind of break through and get their first goals and start contributing, you know, success breeds success. And I think that, you know, when your team's playing well, everybody starts to elevate their game a little bit and starts playing, you know, good. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we're obviously going to be down a couple players, but obviously this World Junior A Challenge, I should mention, is all USHL players going to play up in Canada. And so other teams will be missing players too. So maybe not necessarily their top two scorers, but they'll definitely be missing some good, talented, skilled players. So, you know, they're going to be in the same boat as the Stampede. And so it'll be a challenge for everyone. But I think it's exciting for other guys to get an opportunity, maybe to get a little more playing time. You know, those are two guys that are on our power play that's been very successful. Now, you know, that opens the door for two more guys to get an opportunity that maybe have been wanting to get on the power play. And I think a chance to show the coaching staff, you know exactly what they can do and make those decisions a lot more difficult for them when we get our full team back after the break. So certainly some challenges. You know, we're going to lose Maxim Skrbek too here, I think, after this weekend. He's going to go to the World Juniors up in Canada and play for Slovakia. So, you know, we'll miss another guy. And, you know, again, this time of year, that's what happens. And it's exciting for those players and it's challenging, but I think only going to make our team better too. And certainly right now, I think one of the biggest reasons that we're playing successful is we are playing like a team and everybody's contributing. You know, we've certainly, as I mentioned, you know, have Maddox Fleming and Sam Harris who have been doing great, but everybody on our team has been contributing. We have four solid lines and that's what you want to see continue because that's what's going to make you a dangerous team down the stretch here if we can continue to have everybody, you know, play their part and help us to victory.
Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede is here. So let's look ahead to this weekend, Jim. You're back home in the Premier Center on Friday night, correct?
Yep, we've got two games this weekend, one at home, one on the road. So Friday night, we're excited to get back and play the Lincoln Stars. It is our annual Teddy Bear Toss Night presented by Jersey Mike's. So we're excited. That's an event where you can bring a new stuffed animal to the game and you can toss it onto the ice after the Stampede score their first goal on Friday night. And I always joke it is kind of the only time that you can throw something onto the ice during the game where you won't get thrown out. So you're allowed to toss a stuffed animal onto the ice. And it's just, you know, a lot of teams obviously do this and we've done it for a number of years and try to do it around the holidays. I think it's a great promotion. We'll collect all of the bears and then we're going to go to various places around Sioux Falls. So we'll be going to the Salvation Army. We'll be going to the Children's Inn. We'll be going to the Teddy Bear Den. And really the whole purpose is to provide stuffed animals for kids who, you know, might not get much here for Christmas, you know, and otherwise maybe not get anything. So it's to brighten the lives of some young kids here, you know, during the holidays, which is what the holidays are all about is giving to others. And, you know, our fan base has done a great job in supporting this. So I think it's a fun night. I think fans look forward to it. So if you're coming to the game, I encourage you to bring a new stuffed animal to the game and toss it onto the ice. You can also write your section row and seat number on the tag of the Bear, and we'll be selecting a handful of those randomly to win some great prizes from Jersey Mike's and the Stampede. So that'll be fun as well. And then the game itself is going to be a good challenge. We beat Lincoln just a couple weeks ago, 5-3. They are a really talented team. I'm sure they are going to be, ready to go. They're going to be looking for a little bit of revenge against us. So they're going to be a big challenge on Friday night. And hopefully we can, continue the momentum that we've started here and keep it going. But it's definitely not going to be easy against a good opponent. So I think it'll be a really close and entertaining game. And then, Saturday we go down to Sioux City to take on the Musketeers. And, it's been a few weeks since we've played them. Again, when we're playing Western Conference teams, seems like we obviously are playing the same teams. I think this will be our last visit to Sioux City for a while. But I'm looking forward to this matchup because they've really had our number so far this season. We just haven't been able to get over the hump. But we also weren't playing to the level we were now. So hopefully, we can get back at them a little bit. We have not won we beat them in Sioux Falls once, but we have not beaten them at the Tyson Event Center yet this year, and golden opportunity to do so here on Saturday night. So I think, that'll be fun. And from us, from a travel standpoint, after making a long trip to Waterloo, and playing the day of last weekend, it'll be nice to be home. And then, just the short trip to Sioux City on Saturday. So we certainly have no excuse, should be fresh and ready to go for both games this weekend.
Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede is here. So for folks who wanted to come to the game at the Premier Center coming up on Friday night, Jim, what do they do?
Yep, you can head over to the Kelland box office at the Premier Center. They have tickets. You can stop by our office at 1111 North Lake Avenue. We'll help you with tickets as well. We've got some great offers, some great opportunities for the holidays here with Christmas, believe it or not, only a couple weeks away. So if you're looking for that perfect gift, we've got, group outings, suite outings. We've got our flex book, which comes with 10 undated ticket vouchers that you can use for any game. Those have been a huge hit for gifts as well. So we've got you covered at the office, and you can certainly buy single game tickets through our office as well. And don't forget to bring your Bear on Friday night. It's going to be fun.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for your flexibility this morning, Jim. I really appreciate it. And we want to wish, great. The last few weeks have just been terrific for the Stampede. Hope you can keep that going.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Greg. No problem. And appreciate it. We hope to as well. Hope to see a lot of fans on Friday night. Should be fun. And wish yourself and all the listeners a great Wednesday.
All right, thanks a lot, my friend. Jim Olander of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Yeah, what a great weekend for the Herd.